The West Live.
The West Live.
With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Looking back at this week, it really had something for everyone. People who like free trade got to see PM Scott Morrison strike a new deal with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That deal will open up new opportunities with Australia's fifth biggest trade partner. It'll also mean Aussies can now get their beloved UK working visas to the age of 35 instead of 30. Going the other way, it'll now be easier for British backpackers to have working holidays down under. And professionals from both countries will get better recognition of their qualifications when they switch countries. This week was also great for people who love debates around civil liberties. After it emerged, the WA police used check-in data from the Safe WA app in a murder investigation. Premier Mark McGowan promised us last year that this would never happen and quickly moved to close the legal loophole that allowed the cops to do it. Some people were outraged, some people didn't care, but it remains to be seen if the news will have an impact on our usage of the Safe WA app. But the big winners this week were people aged 50 to 59 who had been telling me for weeks they were not going to get the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now they don't have to, after the feds finally caved and let them get the Pfizer jab. Let's see how the vaccine rollout goes now.